chapter 37. Bryony would not let Toggart travel until mid-afternoon. When they quit the pine grove, she made a compress of rain-wet dock leaves and bound it to his forehead. Hungry and dispirited, they pressed onward. Bryony had to put up with listening to a relentless menu of Toggart's favourite foods. She let him ramble on, knowing he was trying to forget the ache in his head. He trudged by her side, arranging meals.
I like stams and pudding with lots of melted cream on it, and I favours new baked bread, her with old yellow cheese and a girt summer salad. Oh, but deeper never turnip and tapering beetroot pie. Oh, I'd swap my tail for one right now, with good mushroom gravy poured thick atop of it.
The visions conjured up by Toggart's descriptions soon had Bryony comparing her favourite dishes with him.
I'd like a beaker of strawberry cordial and a big pasty, a mushroom, potato and onion one. After that, I think I'd go for some hot apple and blackberry crumble with sweet white arrowroot sauce poured all over it. Then I'd have a wedge of white cheese, the one with almonds and hazelnuts in it, and two of Friar Bunfeld's fresh oat foils straight from the oven. Yummy!
Toggart held one paw to his forehead and the other to his stomach.
Oh, Missy, do be silent. I'm terrible hungry.
Well, you started it, Moley Face. Look, there's a river.
They made camp on the riverbank, and Bryony redampened Toggart's poultice with river water. Nowhere was anything edible to be found. The country ahead of them sloped slightly downward, running off to a flat plain, grassy and deserted. Behind a small hillock, they snuggled down on the lee side, away from the breeze. It was quite sunny and warm. Toggart was snoring gently, and Bryony's eyes were beginning to droop when she heard a deep bass voice singing.
One day in spring I said to me wife, though we're close together as a fork and knife, and I've loved you dearly all of me life, still I'll have to follow the water. She yelled at me and took up a broom and chased me twice around the front room, shouting that all river'll be your doom. Think of your son and your daughter. So I said to her, oh love dearie me, I must follow the river right down to the sea. 'Tis the only way a beast can be free. And I ran 'cause I couldn't have fought her. She said to me, now listen you, me and the young'uns are all coming too. On board of a raft you need a good crew, it'll make the journey seem shorter.